And welcome to the Leadership Lowdown. This is the Michigan Business Network. I'm so glad you joined us. My name is Vic Versero, and one of the greatest privileges I have with this role as your host is I get the chance to meet and greet so many wonderful people around the community. And one of the ladies that I met was somebody that I was so impressed with, I thought we should spend some time getting to know her and understanding the rest of her story. Her name is Monica Schaefer, and she's a small business and Ingham County Commissioner. So, Monica, welcome to our show.
Yes, thank you, Vic. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you're with us. And a little secret to our audience, you just got back from vacation, so I'm catching you with a fresh set of downs, and you're ready to go, right?
Yes, and I have a fresh little bit of tan, and I got my golf swing going, so I should be good coming into this.
Life is good. Well, I'm so glad we got together, and so glad you're going to give us some time today, because, you know, one of the things that I think was so exciting about you is that you just have this effervescent personality, somebody that when you meet the first time, you take a genuine interest in others. And I just thought, wow, this is somebody that's so cool. What is it you do? And I found out, well, she has an Ingham County Commissioner role, and she's also a small business person. So I thought, wow, this is some story that I need to hear more about. So tell me about your small business, for starters. What's that all about?
Well, thank you. We have my husband and I, and we have a small business here. So it's a You Pick Raspberry Patch in Williamston. It started out just as a labor of love, but has evolved now into a truly blessing for our community and for the people that come to the patch, as well as my family. And that is a You Pick Patch. We're changing the variety of berries we have this year, so we're going to be available for You Pick about the end of June, and then it will shut down until about the 1st of August. So June to mid-July, and then from August on. And again, that has been a blessing, a wonderful labor of love for the community. And then I was recently elected as our Ingham County Commissioner of District 15 here, which includes our neighboring communities of Locke and Leroy Township, Williamstown Township, where we live, Williamston, the city, and Weberville, and parts of Meridian as well.
So is that a pretty rural district altogether, Monica? Is that rural?
Yes, it is. When they did the redistricting, it used to be almost 100% rural area, but then they added a little bit of Meridian. So I have a little bit of, actually more of the rural Meridian area, but we have about 80% rural area.
Yeah. Well, tell me, is Ingham County where you grew up? Where is home for you?
No, actually, Vic, I grew up in Chesnang, Michigan. It used to be Showboat City.
Showboat City, you bet.
People remember way back when, yes.
Well, if I could sing, I probably would go into the, here comes a showboat, right? I mean, that was so much fun. Were you ever involved with the showboat up there?
Oh, I was. I was a runner-up when Phyllis Diller was our headliner.
No
so
kidding.
So I was a runner-up showboat queen, yes.
Oh, and, fun.
Yes, it really was a wonderful time because it exposed you to, you know, traveling around all the different parades, but just being part of the community.
Well, and you know, look, we probably should, for people that don't know about the showboat, because it's been a few years since it went out.
Yeah.
But for, I want to say, would you say 50 years it had been around? It's been a long time that the showboat was there. And Chesnang is a beautiful, charming community. It had a bunch of little shops and such, but it absolutely came to life once a year during the showboat festival. And at that time, there was a showboat stadium built right down on the riverfront. And how many people would you say that would seat in its current capacity?
Probably 1,500.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't individual seats, so it's benches. But it's still there, and they do some concerts. And the showboat itself was not able to continue going down the river. And I was also a waitress at the Heritage House.
Oh, yes, so the Ebenhaus Heritage House.
I was that. The Ebenhaus.
Yeah. It's such a great town, and it's such a great community. And, of course, the showboat was fun because the whole crowd would stand up clapping and carrying on. The Enman had come out to entertain us before the showboat comes around the corner. But this big, massive, looks like a paddle wheel, old-time paddle wheel showboat comes out. And the Buhati dancers and all of the...
Oh, my gosh. How many shows did you go
went to a number of them. Believe me, I was there for an awful lot of them. A friend of mine was part of that. But I get so excited about that because it's the same thing that you have in Williamston and over in Fowlerville and all these little burgs around Weberville, all these little towns. They have a sense of pride and their own character. And that's really what's so powerful is being a part of that. And thanks to your raspberry patch, I'm going to call it, you actually have a little bit of that kind of going on there. People come in from all over to be a part of that season, don't they?
Yes, and that's exactly what, that's the feel that I wanted when we created it. And it is much more about like the community. When I was growing up in a community, I'm one of 12 kids. So, and I was raised, you know, on the dairy farm. I was raised with my parents both being home. And we were strong members of our community. My father was on the school board. And then later in life, he auctioned off all the dairy cows and he went into real estate. So then he worked for a couple years for a group and then he became his own broker. So we were very, very strong in our community. And that sense of community that I was raised with is a very similar sense of community that's right here in Williamston. And so when we started our raspberry patch, my biggest thing with my husband was we have a community and we can provide this beautiful patch of the raspberries while raising our kids and bring in the young families. I used to do raspberry picking, blueberry picking, strawberry picking. I used to pick strawberries for a summer job.
Oh, I love it.
At Rohde's. So, you know, I'm sure you know Bob Rohde.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear more about that on the next segment because I'm so excited to have you here, Monica. We're so glad you're with us on the Leadership Lowdown. This is the Michigan Business Network. We're going to be right back.
Sonair has been advancing communities and providing opportunities for people in Michigan for more than 25 years. Through lending, investments, and the creation of homes and jobs, Sonair has made a combined $7 billion impact on the communities they serve. Learn more at www.sonair.com.
And we're back right here on the Leadership Lowdown with the Michigan Business Network. I'm so grateful that we have with us today Monica Schaefer. She is a local business person and an Ingham County commissioner. And one of the things that I'm so intrigued by is her local business because it's meant a lot to her family and frankly to a lot of other families that want to come out and have an outdoor experience. And you mentioned something in the last segment about picking strawberries. Let me tell you, I picked an awful lot of strawberries when I was about a 15-year-old, one of my first jobs aside from mowing grass. And boy, in the hot sun picking strawberries, it wasn't my favorite thing to do, but you might have a different memory than I have. Tell me about yours.
Oh, no, it's the same thing. It was a hot. You had to wake up early in the morning and put your long sleeves on and get out there and do it. But what it did, though, is it builds work ethics. It provided that when you were out there picking and enjoying and doing something, you got paid at the end of the day. So it just allowed a sense of pride. It allowed you to have a good job when you were younger. Plus, it allowed you just to enjoy nature and being outside. And those are very similar qualities that we have at Schaefer Raspberries. When we created it, there was a lot of ups and downs in it. It did not come easy to start with.
What does, right? What were some of the early challenges for you?
Well, for one, you know, just the land itself, we had purchased some farmland and then we added this 10 acres to it. And the 10 acres needed to be, you know, continued to be an agricultural land. Well, the farmer didn't want to farm it because it was too small of a patch. So at that point, I said, Jim, my husband Jim, we have 6 kids and I need to teach these kids how to work. Otherwise, I'm not doing them a service
good
in this world. Especially when they get out into the real world, they have to learn how to work hard. They have to learn customer service. They have to learn to work at a farm stand. It was truly a blessing. But that work ethic produced a beautiful patch of 2 acres of You Pick Raspberries. that when people come into our patch now, like I said, after a while, we got it to grow a little bit better. We got the weeds controlled. We had bugs that we had to figure out how to control, the proper way of doing everything. It really had its labor, but it's just blossomed into something beautiful. And I couldn't have done it, though, truly, without the mentorship of a very good man that was out of Dexter.
Oh, and tell me about that. Had,
so Jim Jadal was his name. And when I first started this raspberry patch, you know, I would sit down. Honestly, as much work as we put into it, I would just break down in tears. Because if the bugs would come in, then it's gone. Or if it's not developing completely right, or if it's not growing tall enough, all of a sudden you're losing a crop that you've worked all year on. Mm-hmm. And I'm out there with six children, teaching them how to hoe, how to drive a tractor, how to pick, because in the beginning we didn't have enough berries for you pick. So we had to pick them and take them to the market every Sunday. So there was all these different trials that I had, and some days I thought, is this really worth it? Is it worth it? All the labor, everything that was going into it. So I found a raspberry patch down in Dexter with Jim Jadal. It was the berry basket down there. And I went down one day, and I just knocked on his door. And I said, you know, can I please take a tour of your patch? I'm starting a new patch. I'm frustrated, and I want to plow the whole thing under.
Oh.
And he looked at me, and he says, oh, my goodness, come. And he took me through his entire five-acre patch. It was just beautiful.
Mm.
And by the end of that, I came back renewed. And then he set me up with attending a National Brambles Association meeting. So that National Brambles are raspberry blackberry.
Okay.
And that's where I truly learned how to grow a raspberry plant that every year would be the most beautiful plant and it would always produce. And then our patch started really developing to where we could have you pick pickers out there. And then the kids, I didn't have to have them pick as much. But we still went to the market to teach them how to sell, how to deal with an angry customer.
Oh.
Or when our prices were too high, you know, how to justify your prices, how to talk to people. Jim Jadal was a true mentor when it really came to developing the raspberry patch. And now, Jim used to be the president of the National Brambles Association,
yeah.
And he just stepped down, and he asked me to step up.
Oh,
as
really?
One of the members on the national board that represents small raspberry growers in the country.
Isn't that something? You know, this is what is so interesting to me. Years ago, I had somebody that I worked with, and he taught me the difference between abundance mentality and scarcity. And, you know, there's people that Mr. Goodell could have went a different direction here. He could have thought, we got enough berry patch growers, enough competition. No, I'm not going to help you. You find your own information. Go to MSU or whatever. But instead, he opened you with open arms. He looked at you as a part of an industry that there was enough to go around for everybody and welcomed you with open arms. And what a difference it made, and what a difference. We love mentorship on this show, and we love people like Jim Goodell, and we also love people like Monica Schaefer, who's sharing her ideas and her thoughts right here on the Leadership Lowdown. We're going to go pay some bills and come right back.
The workplace keeps changing, and successful companies recognize and embrace change through choice, adaptability, and innovation. DBI helps customers reach their workplace goals. Learn more at dbiyes.com.
And we're back on the Leadership Lowdown with Monica Schaefer. She's a small business person doing some pretty great things with, I believe we refer to it as Schaefer's Raspberries. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so it's right out.
Pick raspberry farm.
It's right out there in the Ingham County area, because she's also an Ingham County commissioner. But you know, Monica, as you were talking, I was thinking about, you know, this is a small business, and let's face it, on a few acres of raspberries, nobody's getting rich here. But there's some things that are going on, and I think it isn't about, and I'm going to put words in your mouth and I want you to correct me, but it's not about necessarily the paychecks, but it feels like there's some dividends you're creating. And one of the dividends is a sense of community for your neighbors and people in that area. Bam, there's a big payday that doesn't necessarily show up in dollars and cents, but that's a pretty big thing for any community to have somebody like you doing something like this. And then over on the other side, you've got six kids that are learning lessons, and it reminds me of my days back in the Future Farmers of America when we used to start hiring FFA kids. I can tell you that FFA kids all over are absolutely desired by so many employers because they know they had their supervised agricultural experience program, and they also had their own work ethics that they learned a long time ago. And let's face it, you grew up on a dairy farm. Cows don't give milk. You got to go take it every morning and every night, right? And so that's the big discipline that happens. So tell me about some of the dividends you found in a small business owner, because it wasn't for the paycheck, was it?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. No, when we first started the raspberry patch, and why we started the raspberries was truly because, for one, I loved raspberries.
Oh,
I loved
them.
If I'm going to do something, and if I'm going to put all my efforts into it, it's not going to be pickles, it's not going to be green beans, it is going to be, I love the raspberry. So we started that, and as the kids grew up, things changed. The whole perspective of the raspberry patch started evolving a little bit more. As we started to go into the UPIC and the farmers markets and going a little bit bigger like that, our kids were getting older, and they were starting to learn how to talk to people. They were learning how to talk to all types of people. They were learning how to engage with people coming out to the patch. But then they started my help, as we would say, the people that work the patch, because we also have it broken down into it's a family business. So we have a family business meeting every year where we sit down and we discuss the percentage of, you know, how these profits or how this funding that comes to the raspberry patch is divvied up. So my husband and I, again, this is more of a labor of love, so we don't take any of the funding really back, okay, because we don't make money on the raspberry patch. The amount that we put into it with all of our gas, taxes, you know, the property taxes, everything that goes into it really eats up everything that we make.
Sure.
But yet, we still take a look at the money that was raised, and we sit down with our kids and say, okay, now, who did this? Who did this? Who did the most work? Who jumped up and volunteered to go out there and help a customer without mom having to say it three times? You know, and then they actually sat down and they would take percentages and divvy up how the percentages of this funding was divvied up for them.
Wow.
Yes, and there was a lot of fights.
Oh, I bet.
We're a very competitive family.
We like to say robust discussions, right?
robust discussions that created habits that were positive for the next year when funding was divided up.
Right, right.
And then they utilized that funding for their college funds. So then they learned how to save. So all that money then was put into college funds to learn how to save for college for their spending money. But when it came time for them going to college, for one, they had to do all the applications of all the things that they were involved in. And a lot of them have to have breakdowns. You have to do different topics. They give you topics and you have to write, you know, two or three paragraphs about how that topic relates to you. And the farm was utilized in almost every college application that our kids did because it was an important part of their upbringing.
Yeah.
It was an important part of them learning how to work together outside, how to take a chore from the beginning to the end. The rewards of working throughout the summer when maybe you don't get the reward every week like a paycheck. You get the reward at the end of the year that then goes into, you know, your college funds for you, for all your investments. But those college applications, when our kids then, for one, they worked extremely hard on their education. They were all fantastic students. They all went through the Math and Science Academy at Williamson. Williamson Schools has done an amazing job with their education. But along with their education and their working hard, The Raspberry Patch gave them topics to talk about that were relevant to them, relevant to other families in the rural areas. They were able to go into a university. So all four of our kids already that are in college, that we have one that's in law school and we have three that are in college, but even the one that is in law school got into a really strong college based a lot on their application essays as well. I mean, they all are at Notre Dame, the University of Notre Dame, which is a very hard, you know, it's a harder school to get into.
Yeah.
But it really came down to when you talk to people, even when they talk in their professors in their classrooms, like our daughter's marketing professor, the first thing he said to her, he says, tell me about the Raspberry Patch.
Oh, no way.
Tell me about the Raspberry Patch. So we also have our oldest son, Luke, who graduated from Notre Dame, and he's in law school. He applied to four different law schools. He was accepted into them, but he chose to go to Harvard Law.
Wow.
So he is a first year there, but on his college application, he had to do a diversity paper.
Oh, well, listen, we're going to hold that as a cliffhanger for our next segment, because that's going to be where we're going to start right after we get done taking this break here on the Michigan Business Network. We'll be right back.
For something to grow, it takes time, like the equity in your home. That's why LAFQ offers a home equity line of credit. Because frequent watering of your houseplants may be recommended.
Now can we get a new roof?
Not so much the rest of the house. Want the best rates for a home equity line of credit? Ask for LAFQ. Stop in today or go to LAFQ.com/home equity. LAFQ, your credit union for life.
And we're back on the Leadership Lowdown right here with wonderful Monica Schaefer, who's telling us about her son, Luke, who's into Harvard, and he's got to do a diversity paper. So we had a cliffhanger there. Tell us about the rest of that story.
Well, it's a beautiful example of what your kids do when you really don't know what they write. So he had written up his diversity paper, and I was not aware of it. I was not aware of, actually, most of his application process. Again, he has graduated from college, so he's doing all these different things on his own. But after he got in, he had shared with me, he said, Mom, do you want to read my diversity paper that I sent in with my application? And this diversity paper seemed to have stuck with, you know, the people that were looking at the applications. And it was all about being raised on the U-Pick Schaefer Raspberry Farm and the background that he had learned being in the rural area, a little bit more of the rural area. It talked about how we have chickens in our backyard. It talked about him driving a tractor to school when they needed our tractor for some things, I believe, with the baseball field, to help with the baseball field. It talked about him working, picking raspberries and selling them at the local farmer's market. He took a totally different approach that most people would have never thought about. He took the approach that my diversity of being raised with the Schaefer Raspberry Farm and being raised in a rural area will benefit me in my communication in my classroom.
Mm.
And I will be able to give a different perspective than other students that are raised in the urban areas. And I was very proud of him, and I just sat back and I thought, as much work and as much effort that we put into making that Raspberry Patch successful, a strong unit for our community to come to, as much work as we have done over the years since 2015, the first year it was established, was 100% worth it. Right there, to see and to read that paper that he wrote and to understand how much that meant to him growing up and the impact that it made on him as a young adult just warmed my heart. It actually put me to tears in a way, because as you're working, as you're building, as you're creating, and you're also creating these young people that have to be out in this world and be strong, you're actually sitting back. You don't realize what you're doing until it's done.
Right.
You know, he's 22 years old.
Yeah, and what you're talking about is a whole notion of, you know, it's one thing if you tell me what to do, Mom, and we get so many people preaching at us and everything else, but, you know, this is the old, again, my FFA days, learning by doing. So what he learned is lifelong lessons, not because of what he read about, but what he was encouraged to do as a young person, and it stuck with him and it impacted him and did some pretty powerful things. And I think what you also highlighted is the notion of diversity. You know, diversity comes in a lot of different forms, and diversity of thought is something that really should be cherished in our country. And I get a little worried that we're moving certain diversity issues to a corner where some thought is not allowed and other thought is. And I don't want to go there politically. All I'm saying is that I remember years ago I had an African-American individual that was working with me, and we ended up having a conversation about diversity. And she was the head of our HRD department. And one thing she said is that I mentioned, look, there's just not a lot of African-Americans that work in our organization, so I don't know how diverse we are. And she goes, oh, do you think skin color is the only form of diversity? And I said, well, what are you saying? Because, you know, she was a beautiful black lady. And she said, oh, diversity comes in so many different ways, not just skin color, but how we think, our backgrounds, where we came from, and on. And thank goodness somebody at Harvard figured that out with Luke and said, you know what? This kid's going to offer something that we can't get from the other kids coming out of Manhattan or wherever they're coming from to their university.
Yes.
Right? That's so cool.
Yes. And even talking about that diversity, that is also what really prompted me in a way to run for county commissioner. So because we are a rural area and the District 15 is majority rural area, we really need somebody who has a voice, who understands the rural area at the county level. Because the county commissioners, there's 15 county commissioners that make up Ingham County, and there's truly only three commissioners from a rural area. The rest are a lot of the urban areas, the Lansing, the East Lansing, the more of the Okemos. And when we have that diversity on the board, especially, I believe that I bring a special diversity because I was raised on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the farming community out in Locke in Leroy. I understand the community of the Williamstown Township in Williamston because I was coaching for 15 plus years in sports, and I've been a strong part of the school. I've been a strong part of our church. All that built into one person who has lived here since, 2006 we moved into Williamston.
Well, and we're glad you moved in because it made all the difference in the world that you've done some great things and brought all of that forward. And we're going to hear some more about that right after we get done with this quick break. We'll be right back here on the Leadership Lowdown.
The Michigan Works Association believes the key to advancing prosperity across the state is accomplished through building a skilled workforce. As the state's primary workforce development association, their focus is to continue to move the needle on policy, education, and collaboration. They're creating an opportunity and building stronger communities by advocating and innovating together.
And we're back right here with Monica Schaefer on the Leadership Lowdown here on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Vic Versaro, and of course, it's so good to have an opportunity to hear about somebody that has kind of come in and wants to make a difference along the way. And as she's got children that have become quite accomplished all through the Raspberry Patch and going on to great things, you know, do you have some advice for those kids as they leave the rural confines of the safety of the Raspberry Patch and take on some pretty big universities around the globe? Tell me, what does Mom say to them as their backpack is packed and their suitcase is gone and they're leaving the driveway?
Well, for one, Mom has tears in her eyes.
Yes, don't we all?
She won't show them until they leave. Those tears will flow as they leave because I'm so proud of them for going off in their world, their journey, their life. So I'm excited for that. But as soon as they leave, I'm terrible. I'm pure tears. But I think the biggest thing that when raising children, my mother had 12 kids, and her message to me all the time was, Monica, put in the foundation. Put in the foundation. And that's where the raspberry, Pasha Schaefer raspberries came in also, is the foundation. Because if they have a foundation, if they fly away, they'll always come back. So as those children are leaving for college, or as they're going off into law school, or wherever the world takes them, the one piece of advice I always give them is, I said, be the light in the darkness. This world needs light. You need people that are the positive, that are going out in this world, be the light, because light draws people in. And when you can be the light in the darkness, that's all I ask. I give you the foundation to spread your wings and fly. I've given you every tool in the toolbox that I have as a mother and as my husband. We've done everything. We've given you the foundation. Now it's your job to go out and be the light in the darkness.
I love it. That is absolutely brilliant. Mm-hmm. Now I've got to ask you, because if you're mm-hmm. dealing with any teenager that I've ever met, their eyes are rolled in the back of their head and they haven't acted like they're hearing you at all. Have any of them been old enough to come back and say, Mom, Dad, you really added a lot to me. Thanks so much. Has that happened yet?
You know what? Absolutely.
It has happened.
It has happened with every single one of our college kids, because as soon as they go away, because I like to make sure that we're teaching them the right thing while they're at home. And I tell them, I only have until about ninth grade. And then they just need your guidance up until about 12th grade. And then at 12th grade, when they go off to college, I said, now you're free to fly. So, but they come back, and every single one of those kids have given me a big hug, and they said, thank you, Mom. Thank you. Because at one time or another, I didn't maybe really like it. I didn't understand it. But being out in the world, I just thank you for giving me a foundation.
Well, and the raspberry patch pays off again, doesn't it? Oh, well, don't screw it up now, right?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Don't jinx me, Vic. Don't jinx me.
I love it.
I still have to stay focused.
Oh, well, isn't that something? Well, you know, and some of the things that you run into are challenges and all the things. And you know, that's one of the things that I think probably motivated you. You're going along fine. You've got a raspberry patch, a beautiful family, wonderful things happening. And then you go and screw it all up by getting involved in politics. I don't understand that. But, you know, you didn't do it for fame and fortune. You didn't do the patch that way. You just did it because you wanted to make a difference, it feels like. That was one of the things that inspired me about your whole story, is that you got involved because you felt that you wanted to get your voice clarified, right?
Oh, 100%. So many people have asked me that. They said, Monica, are you serious? Why?
Monica.
Yes. And, you know, it happened one day in the raspberry patch, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
I was sitting down picking raspberries, and I'm sitting there, and there was all kinds of things floating through my head and all these different thoughts that I had. And one of my mentors, again, another fantastic mentor who's been strong. I've had two strong mentors as a commissioner. One, I had a commissioner, Randy Schaefer, who was the previous commissioner. He is not related to me at all.
Okay.
Everybody asks me that. Is he related? No. He has just been an amazing mentor in every avenue. I actually got off the phone with him this morning.
Oh, really?
And I called him a couple days ago because we have some different things that are happening at the county level and I need some advice. And then he walked me through it and he told me, you're doing what you should be doing, Monica. Remember, you are a voice for this district. You are a voice for this district, and they need you to be strong, and they need you to go to bat for them. So that advice, that mentorship has been very strong in creating who I am as a commissioner, but also making me continue to be. I just put in for my reelection every 2 years, and this next term will be beautiful. It's a 4-year. If the people, you know, allow me to continue being their county commissioner. But it really comes down to, too much is given, much is expected, is a motto that I live by. I truly live by it because I have been extremely beyond blessed to be able to be home with our children. I've been beyond blessed to have my degree, and I worked for General Motors, and I have my MBA that I got from the University of Michigan Flint campus, working when I was in sales. I have all these gifts that have been created and developed in me, and I learned that people in our community, they want a voice. They don't want a voice for one side or the other. They want a voice of reason. We want to live as a rural area. And we want our rural area voice.
You bet. And I'm sure they're glad they got you, because that really is part of what was driving everything you do. And we're going to take a quick break and come back and hear more about your role as an Ingham County Commissioner. We're so glad Monica Schaefer's with us. We'll be right back.
Physicians Health Plan is local. For 35 years, we've been a part of your community, and we take pride in helping you get the coverage, care, and personal service you deserve. Go to phpmichigan.com for more information. We're the health plan that works for you.
And we're back in our final segment right here with Monica Schaefer. She's a local business person and a wonderful Ingham County commissioner doing great things from basically the Raspberry Patch to the halls of Harvard. We've got Schaefer's running all around right now. And so there's great things that are going on. And, you know, you've got some incredible insight as somebody that started out as a mom, trying to give mom her kids basically a compass and a focus on how to grow up and do right. I gave them a work ethic by helping them through a Raspberry Patch that they partially manage. And then from there, you stepped into the public light, trying to give a voice to some of the people that you serve as your neighbors. So tell me, lessons learned as a Ingham County commissioner, lessons learned as a business person, lessons learned as a mom.
Lessons learned as a county commissioner is have surround yourself with good mentors. And they don't have to be mentors that completely think the way you think. Because sometimes, especially on the county level, I run as a Republican and there's 3 Republicans to 12 Democrats. But it's not about Republican and Democrat when I sit down at that table. It has to be about working together for the good of Ingham County, but representing my district the best way that I can.
Sure.
And I have mentors that are also on the Democrat side, because I need to understand all aspects of it, not just the one from Commissioner Randy Schaefer, who had been there for 38 years, I do believe, as a county commissioner. But I need to be surrounded by all types of mentors. And that is the same with the Raspberry Patch. The Raspberry Patch has evolved into a beautiful foundation for our community. We have people that are coming from Okemos, East Lansing, all around. I even have little kids' play groups coming now.
Oh, fun.
So I just reserved another one where these little kids are coming out to understand, where does a raspberry come from? It's not in a box in a store. Here it is. You can enjoy it. You can eat it. You embrace it. And as a mother, I have learned that I can talk all I want to talk to a teenage child or a teenager, college, young adult, because our youngest now is a freshman in high school, so a young adult. They do what we do, not what we say.
Very good.
And so when people ask me, why do I step up as a county commissioner with the politics, believe me, it is so deep, and I stay focused on county issues. I don't even go into national. I can't. It's not my job. My job is county issues. I do it because I also have 6 kids watching, a mom who has raised kids but has her education, has her MBA, and after these kids are raised or almost raised, I can go out and still have my journey in this world. And that's what it comes down to, is that I have the ability to be a voice for a district that doesn't get a strong voice as much at the county level. But my voice is a voice of coming together and working together as a Democrat and Republicans. And that's what we need to do, and that's what we need more people on there to do, and focus in on the communities we serve, not serving ourselves.
It just feels pretty rare that, you know, as somebody in your spot, I don't hear people talking a lot about that. And it's always about, you know, taking your marbles and going home or going to your corner and throwing them at each other, you know. So I just love that. I hope you're surrounded by like-minded people and others that want to get things done in a way of coming together. You're kind of showing the way. Yeah. What was it? You said be the light in the darkness, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And when you work together, you just have to work together. I mean, I still have my principles that I stand on very strong. But there's 90% of everything else we can work together on. Let's work together on what we can.
I love it. Well, before I run out of time, if somebody wants to come out and pick raspberries and shake your hand, how do they do that? How do they find you? What season is best?
Yes, SchaeferRaspberry.com. We have a beautiful website. I'm also on Facebook under Schaefer Raspberries. But we will be starting to pick, hopefully, weather dependent. Everything's weather dependent. In the end of June to mid-July, and then we'll start again at the beginning of August until the first hard frost. They can contact me there, and then if they have any issues whatsoever in all of Ingham County, I don't just take messages from just my constituents, I take them from everybody. If anybody has a question right there, they can contact me through the Ingham County website, or they can go to monicaschaefer.org, and they can contact me there as well.
Well, Monica, you are absolutely a light in the darkness and a breath of fresh air. And you know what? I happen to love raspberries, and I think you have made me even more fond of them. So, Monica Schaefer, she's with us today. We're so grateful that you've been with us. You are absolutely spectacular. Monica, thank you for being a part of this.
Well, Vic, I look forward to seeing you at the patch.
Yeah, sounds good. Sounds like a plan.
Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for being a part of the Leadership Lowdown. And thanks for tuning in to the Michigan Business Network. I'm Vic Verschro. I can't wait to talk to you next time.